You're on the Mike and Abe Show. We're here all the time waiting for you to listen to us because we have a lot to say. And, Mike, what do you have to say?
I was looking at the website, and there's hysteria about the driverless cars. Are we talking about driverless cars?
We could talk about anything you like, and that's a good place to start.
All right. Apparently, the initial public offering routine is drying up, and I call them the funding geeks. Now, the funding geeks, they don't cut the grass. They don't build anything. They really don't make a whole lot of stuff. They sit at computers and try and find ways to get millions and billions of dollars invested in plans. So now the latest plan, since apparently the Google Starship is investing in driverless cars, and they're saying driverless cars are going to happen in, according to them, like 5 or 10 minutes, which is complete nonsense. I've seen the driverless cars. But it's just this bombardment of propaganda on the web about driverless cars, and it reeks of what happened with Uber, with the $40 billion, the $50 billion, the $60 billion. When did the Uber investors get their money back? So I guess there's not an answer for that. So now they're off driverless cars for the next investment scam. I mean, I'm sorry, scheme.
Yeah, well, it appears that the Uber investors are never getting their money back.
Have you heard anything about that? Because I think
I'm reading, you're right. They just keep coming up with new ways to raise money. Okay, and
right.
Look, I'm not a financial genius, but you know, there's something very suspicious about all of this. You know, I mean, here you have a company that's in a couple of hundred different countries, a couple of hundred different cities, or whatever. Okay, and you know, they're being blasted in many places. In fact, I just posted a video this morning where gunshots were fired at an Uber demonstration in South Africa. Okay.
Yay!
They're getting thrown out of Quebec. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the only place they seem to be not having a hard time is here in New York, except for the fact that nobody wants to work for them anymore. Okay.
Yeah, what's with New York? I mean, everybody's throwing them. They're getting thrown out of countries. They're getting thrown out of Boston. They're getting thrown out of. Why have they nested in New York? And what? How much grease did they give these politicians from Uber to stay here? Because apparently, Uber's wearing out their welcome all over the world. And over here, the city elected officials, they're like afraid of them. I mean, I'm just wondering how that works.
I don't know. All I know is in Austin they got voted out by the voters, and you know they're hanging in the shadows or behind the curtains, figuring they're going to get back in. But Austin is taking they're taking another route. They're looking for ways to replace them without using them.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, here's the thing on we have a great message board, by the way. You folks are listening to this show on our site. We have a very good message board that you should check out at nyctaxinews.com. And there's a guy on there, Rob. There's another guy, he's there, but he's such a doom and gloomer. I don't really want to talk about him that much yet. But the guy, Rob, posted something about the driverless cars. The driverless cars, if it sees a pothole, it's going to stop. If it sees a kid standing by, kid or whatever, is it going to stop for children? Is it going to? It's not going to go more than 25 miles an hour. It's not going to take a U-turn. It's not going to listen to someone while they talk about their problems in their life. The driverless car is light years away from being a mainstream product. And the one thing that gets me is our little friend who never drove a cab, the chairperson of the taxi commission, who is always has stars on her eyes when these vendors come up to her with a new contraption. So it's just very frustrating. And I think a lot has to do with it is that nobody at the taxi commission ever drove a cab. They don't know the peripheral stuff involved.
Okay. Listen, as far as the driverless cars go, I think before they invent the perfect driverless car, first they have to invent the perfect car. The one that won't,
right.
the one that won't never ever break down. Okay.
Or
whatever, you know. But you know, driving around the streets of New York City for as many years as I did, and as many years as you have, you know that every time you hit a little bump, that's one step towards a broken ball joint, one step towards something coming loose somewhere. Okay,
right.
And the bumps 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 and these taxis are always in the shop, okay? Always failing inspection for one thing or another, okay? How are they going to keep these cars from breaking down? And listen, if I had a choice between getting into a driverless car or a car with a driver, I mean, this is a no-brainer. I'm not getting into a car without a driver.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, God forbid something happens to the car. Let's say all of a sudden you smell smoke, the car starts to go on fire, there's a passenger in the car, and there's no driver, and the sensors are broken. What happens then? The passenger catches on fire and dies. So, but I think these people are so desperate for funding money that they could care less. I mean, it's just for elected officials to get some safety involved. And I always thought what they might do with the future, as insane as this is get rid of the bike lanes and put the driverless cars in the bike lanes. Because, I mean, who knows where this is all headed?
Well, maybe driverless bikes are next.
Yeah,
Okay.
and listen, you know what we should do? Let's get rid of the politicians and put in like buttons. Instead, we don't really, when you think about it, how many politicians do we need now? We don't need a lot of people being elected. I mean, it's such a mess. At what point do we start having robot politicians where we can just push a button and vote on the issues? Just talk about obsolete. Talk about obsolete. I mean, some of these yo-yos, forget it. Yeah. So
Well,
anyway, well, this is like to be continued territory, but I'm really amazed at watching the onslaught of internet propaganda coming in about driverless cars. And if you search the issue, it's like 2 million postings on driverless cars. So the same people who were posting Uber 50,000 times a day now apparently have taken their chips over to another table and are posting driverless cars 50,000 times a day. If they want to invent something, they can invent source recognition software, because it's the same people posting the same bullshit over and over again.
You
And that's
know,
what I have to say.
Mike. They do have driverless cars, and they've had them for maybe over 100 years. They're called subway cars. Okay, where you have one driver driving the first car, and he's pulling another 8 or 9 cars. So those 8 or 9 cars are driverless. So if they want driverless cars, what they should do is invent the new trolley system. Okay,
Well, they were talking about that.
somebody has to be in charge. Okay, there has to be a human being in charge. You cannot put people in cars with no drivers because you don't know what's going to happen. Okay, imagine getting stuck on the Kosciuszko Bridge because the driverless car suddenly blew a sensor. Okay? Okay, you're going to get out of the car on the Kosciuszko Bridge and start waving people down, saying, "My car don't work. I'm in a car that doesn't work." Okay? I mean, this is madness. This is madness. What if you're on the Bronx, Cross Bronx Expressway, and suddenly something goes wrong with this driverless car? They're not perfect. Nothing is perfect. There's not a machine in the world, anything that's perfect. I mean, look, they sent up a space shuttle in 1986. It blew up in midair. Remember that? Remember that? Okay. Well, that's driverless. The passengers were just sitting there waiting for this driverless space shuttle to go up into outer space, and they all got killed. Okay.
And let's jump right to it.
Yeah.
What, God forbid, there's a guileless wacky and there's a terrorist in your cab or in the driverless car, I should say, and who might have a bomb. How are they going to see if there's a terrorist in your car with a bomb if there's no driver? So at least give the police a heads up or like a wave to the guy and say, "Hey, officer, I got a wacky with a cab. Please check this guy out." It's not going to happen. I mean, you can have a driverless car going to the airport with a terrorist and a bomb, and it's over. It'd be the easiest thing to do.
Well, let's not give them any ideas, Mike. All right. Okay. Of course, these nutcases come up with all these ideas on their own. Okay.
This is true.
All
This
right.
is true.
So, let's leave this thing alone for now. Okay. I mean, we've expressed our beliefs about these driverless cars. Okay. What else
Well,
you got? What
my
else?
belief again is,
What?
yeah. My last word on it
Wow.
is that I see almost to a person the same amount of propaganda when they're saying Uber was worth $40 billion, Uber was worth $50 billion, and then you see almost the same energy pounding away about driverless cars with propaganda on the internet, and it's just click and search teams who constantly post propaganda. I mean, where are our guys to post propaganda? We have you, me, Taxi Dave, some guys on the blog side. Why are our guys never around to fight? I mean, we have people with lots of money in this business. At what point do they get off their ass and do something? I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know. Ron Sherman has done a lot.
Ron is proactive.
Ron is fighting a great battle, and I call him the commander-in-chief, okay? No, seriously, I'm gonna be in New York City in a few weeks, all right? And I plan to go by and say hello to Ron, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I thank him for all he has done to help bring us back to health. Okay. Right. And speaking of that, I've been looking at the webcams last night and this morning, and there are, it appears to me there is are as many yellows out there as always has been.
Let me tell you that. This is the other thing we can talk on. I think we talked about the last show, but I'm the first one, at the risk of being a bad card player, who's going to tell you when it's good and when it's bad. Because right now it's good. And I think what happened was, a lot of people got sick of Uber and their nonsense. They're just tired of being harangued and ripped off. They came back to the yellow cabs. And now the drivers know that, and they're driving yellow cabs. So we've had a renaissance in the last 2 months. And I just hope that the quality of taxi drivers stays the same. Because, again, you have guys like Ron who run a tight ship. I've seen his operation. The cars are clean. The drivers are good. He's got drivers working for him for like 15, 20 years at his fleet. I mean, they just love working for Ron. But you have some other people in the business who just don't care. They're just fast buck artists. And they sit out wrecks, and they don't care what the drivers apparently do with the cars. So we have a couple of different camps of fleet owner in the taxi business. And we have to have more guys like Ron and less guys like the guy I can't say on the air.
Okay. All right. So what else, Mike?
What else? I saw at LaGuardia there was they took down the American Airlines hack stand and put in a shuttle bus to Manhattan for $14 a piece, big sign. And that's where the people are going to meet for the shuttle bus. And, of course, there's no shuttle bus waiting for them. And it's a mishmash of LaGuardia. So, apparently, they took down the American Airlines cab stand and are trying to replace it with a $14 a person shuttle bus, where, in reality, if you get two people in a yellow cab, the yellow cab takes you to your door, where the shuttle bus takes you to a major, like, thoroughfare, like, you know, Grand Central.
And that leads me to another thing. There are people out there in our business who think that the group riding that some of these TNCs do, you know, is detrimental to our industry. And I'd just like to remind them, and this goes for the shuttle bus also, that the reason our industry does so well is because there are enough people out there that want to ride privately. Okay.
Yes.
And they won't take a shuttle bus and they won't take a group ride. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what a taxi is all about. You know, to be alone in a car, get picked up where you are and dropped off where you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and the one thing you just have to wonder about the city side of this with mass transit, because I had to take the train yesterday to go into Manhattan. What a disaster. I mean, they just closed down lines. People are standing on the platforms. There's no trains. There's orange tape diverting people. This is on a Saturday when people really need trains to run in Manhattan. And I don't know who's running the maintenance show for the MTA, but I just see a lot of things closed off and detoured and delayed, and I don't see any work getting done. It's like I'm watching instant replay. The workers walk slow, and they're, you know, like just lollygagging along. They don't do anything. And I'm just wondering, at what point do you get things done in this city? And for anybody to complain about yellow cab service, after what I saw yesterday in the 74th Street in Roosevelt and then on 53rd Street in Lexington, anybody who complains about yellow cab service has got to be kidding me, because the subways right now are horrible. I mean, let alone the slashings and everything else could go on. So these group riding people with $5 a piece, They're also taking money away from the train. So you know, every little group riding scheme they have going on, what's going to happen with that? And we're kicking in 50 cents per ride also to the MTA. So with these people group riding in these TNCs, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, look, Mike, tell me about some of the fares you had this week.
Some of the fares I had this week. I had an interesting fare the other day. I had a lady, there was a really nice lady. Let me just preface it. She was like a middle-aged woman, but she still got it. She's looking okay. So she's on Broadway and, 14th Street. She goes, I got to go into Park Slope. Okay, so do you want to take the Canal Street or do you want to take Brooklyn Bridge? She looks at her phone, doesn't look out the window, looks at her phone as we're going to the canal. Right.
The phone will tell
her. I say, listen, they said, again, the Canal Street is closed between Barrack Street and basically Allen Street, so it's a complete mess. So we approach Canal Street. I say, look, you see out the window? There's Canal Street. There's four blocks of traffic. It's a complete mess. She goes, well, the phone says it's the best way to go. I said, look out the window. It's Canal Street. It's a mess. Because that's what the phone says. And I'm looking down the block, and I see the Brooklyn Bridge. Nobody's there. Everybody's going over. And we got on the Manhattan Bridge, and, of course, the Brooklyn Bridge was moving because we could see it as we're sitting in traffic on the Manhattan Bridge. But she's in love with this phone information, which 90% of the time is bullshit.
Mike,
so we get there.
Mike, let me just cut in here and give you some advice. Don't ask them, okay? Just do whatever you feel is the best thing. And then if they question you, just tell them why.
Yeah.
No, that's what I would do. That's what I used to do. You know, because if you ask them, you're going to get an argument. Yeah. Okay?
Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. You know, you just say, I would have headed down Pearl Street. Okay, I would have looked at Canal Street. Okay, I would have headed. Where were you when you asked her this question?
No, we were coming south. I picked her up at 14th Street and Broadway, and we're going southbound.
Oh, so you got to Broadway and Canal, right?
Right. So we had the option of two bridges. Either
okay.
The Manhattan Bridge,
so I would have looked at Canal Street, saw the traffic, and then said one word to her, and just continued down Broadway to Chambers Street, and got on the Brooklyn Bridge. And if she questioned me, I'd say Canal Street was all backed up. And if she said, my phone said, I would say, I don't care what your phone says. Okay. I saw it. It's backed up. We're taking the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't worry. You'll be happy.
You're going back to a simpler time, my friend. You're going back 20 years where people used to have brains. Right now, there are not a lot of people with brains anymore.
This is your brain. This is your brain on phone.
Right. So here's what happened. They swear by these Google Map phones. I mean, Google, I think they've gone from believing in God to believing in Google. They just, you know, they just swear by these phones.
So tell me the rest of the story. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let me just tell you one quick thing before on that thread. What happens with Google, they'll see a green line for good traffic on a Google Map phone or one of the other app phones. I don't want to bully Google, okay? But they'll see a green line that means the traffic is wonderful. But what these people don't understand is as soon as they see a green line on their cell phone that says traffic is wonderful, there's about 1,000 people simultaneously who see the exact same green line that says traffic is wonderful. And guess what they do? They all head over en masse, like a flock of blind birds, over to where it says traffic is wonderful. But then, since they're all going there at the same time, suddenly traffic doesn't become wonderful anymore. So I just want to give you a heads up of that. So anyway, we're like crawling over the bridge. She's talking to me. She goes, what was your most disgusting cab ride you ever had? I said, my most disgusting cab ride?
Oh, God.
I said, I don't know. I told her, well, I said, you sure you want me to tell you the most disgusting cab ride? She goes, yes. I said, one time I had a bunch of club kids, three of them. One of them is laughing hysterically. The other two are like slumped on each other. And the one keeps laughing hysterically. So when I got there to Brooklyn, it was like a $60 ride. The girl gave me $80. I'm like, wow, that's pretty great. Then I look at the back seat. Apparently, the two of them were covered with puked all over the place. And the girl was laughing hysterically because I guess she was just like drunk like that.
Uh-huh.
So as I'm driving away, I hear, weep, 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 weep. And apparently one of the knuckleheads, I see the glow of a cell phone shining through the puke on the back seat. That they had left their cell phone in the cab. So I said, you want a disgusting story? That's mine. Yeah, but what about people? Does anybody ever like fool around in your cab? Now, sometimes when I hear these stories, when these people ask me this, I'm thinking maybe they're going to record the conversation.
Well,
Well,
in this day and age, you got to be careful of that. You know, they could be plants. You know.
yeah. Well,
All
this is
right.
what I said. I told her exactly. I said, "Listen, you know, you seem to be a nice lady, but I have about 20 or 30 good stories I could tell you that have happened to me, but they're like extremely dirty and kinky, and I really wouldn't feel comfortable telling you that." She said, "Oh, okay," like that. She didn't say, "Oh, come on, please, 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 tell me the story," because some people do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, basically, I kind of like steer the conversation away because it just seemed, you know,
People
there's a lot of questions going on there.
used to ask me, "Have you ever, has anybody ever had sex in your taxi?" And I would ask them, "With or without me?" You know, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, despite the political correctness of all of what has been going on lately, you know, people are human, okay, and they should understand that, you know, that we are all human beings, and if people agree to do things, regardless of, people throw hints. Somebody gets into your taxi and you don't get it, and you're not the type of guy that, somebody gets in and right away you want to talk somebody into something. You know, at least in my experience, all I've ever done is want to take them where they want to go. Okay? Now if they're going to start a conversation and entice you, okay? I mean, that's another story. All right? You know,
Well, the other thing
you
is,
can only control yourself. You cannot control what the people in the back are going to do. Okay?
well, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I
Well,
think the one thing I noticed.
that's it speaks for itself. Okay? You know, over the years, there have been several times where I have been enticed. Okay? And I won't say what happened afterwards, but
So long as it had, do your stories have a happy ending?
all of them. Now, I mean, nobody ever. There's nobody that could ever accuse me of doing something improper. All right? Okay. Or illegal, I should say. Okay.
Or halfway.
Or somewhere in between. I mean, but look, these stories are few and far apart. All right? Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I mean, it just comes down to you got to be careful with your camis out there, because a lot of times these people also, I've noticed, they're posting a lot of people on YouTube. You don't know who's recording you, and apparently, these people love to like record you and then post you on YouTube, because there's a few cabbie stories that their passengers have picked up. And then, speaking frankly, I'm not about to tell you my best stories to a stranger on the camera. They're going to post me on YouTube. I mean, I could do
Well,
that. I mean, you know.
that's it. This day and age, everybody has a cell phone, and then every cell phone is capable of audio and video recording. Okay? It's madness. It's just total madness. And I mean, there is just no privacy anywhere anymore. Okay? I mean, look,
And I'll tell you,
we're recording right now.
exactly.
Two guys on the phone, except nobody's really listening until I make it public. All right.
That's right. You know, we got people listening to the show, by the way.
I
You just
know a lot.
don't poo-poo the show. I mean, we
No,
have
no, no. We
fans.
do have a lot of listeners. I know. I checked the stats.
Right. Oh, you did? Okay, good. Well, I mean, I've
Well,
had.
we get many listeners. I can't give you the exact number, but there are many listeners. Okay, so I guess we must be talking about something, right? Okay.
You know, I'll tell you something. I was walking around yesterday, and I'm looking at all these people like the Biggest Loser show with these crash diets to lose weight. That's a good way to get killed, is losing too much weight too fast. So if you can't be overweight and on a diet, don't go crazy. Lose a little bit of weight here and there. Just pare it down, but
Well,
don't go on these
you
crash
have
diets.
to be willing to wait to lose weight. Okay?
Wait to lose weight. Yes,
Right.
like 2 pounds, 5 pounds a month. That's cool. My goodness.
All right.
But anyway, so The one thing I want to talk about is also jumping back to the airport situation with the shuttle bus, getting our taxi stands at American Airlines to put a bus in there, which is a little strange. And they have these bandwagon characters floating back. I'm starting to think they have a thing with they might be working out some things with the jails.
Uh-huh.
Because I looked at some of these so-called bandwagon dispatchers. I wonder what their criminal background check is, because some of them look really sketchy. Mm. And they're dressed in these, like, big baggy red jackets. And going to people online says, "Kids, you want to share a cab?" And, you know, we have taxi dispatchers at the airport. Why aren't the taxi dispatchers who are there now asking people if they want to share a cab? Why do we need this bandwagon thing to drop out of the sky, which nobody knows what the hell they are, to ask people if they want to share a cab? Ask me if you want to share a cab.
Let me back up a little here.
These
okay.
People leeches. What's that?
Let me back up a little. Back to the American Airlines thing. Okay. There's a shuttle bus at the American Airlines terminal. Is there anywhere for the cabs to wait?
No. I mean, they've turned that into a waiting area for the bus, for the $14 a person.
So what do the people on American Airlines do if they want a taxi?
They go to the main terminal, and it's a complete squash job.
So in other words, they're directed to the main line, you know, which is just around the corner, really.
Right.
It's not that far away. I mean,
yeah.
They're supposed to rebuild LaGuardia Airport.
I think it should just knock it down. Tell you this
well,
right.
I think that's what's going to happen eventually. Okay, that mm-hmm. they're going to totally rebuild the airport because it's listed as one of the worst airports in the country.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they're saying? So
yeah. Well, I've read that's really low on the list of modern airports. Okay, it's from the 18th century or something. Okay, before they had planes.
They built an airport before they had planes. See, well, they were ahead
right,
of the game, Mike.
Right.
You know?
That's just a joke.
That's like,
okay.
like an Uber thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you a joke. You want to hear a joke? I have this. I have this house up in the mountains in New York, which I'm trying to get rid of. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's like a junk car that nobody would buy to drive. Okay. So I went on Airbnb, which is the Uber of the hotel business. Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they said I can get $3,200 a month to rent it. Right. And I'm saying, what are they, nuts? You know, I can't sell the house for $3,200. Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, nobody wants to buy it. All right. And, you know, I'm trying to come up with some. I'm going to try to auction it, actually. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, talk about these tech companies, you know, with wild ideas. I mean, they're telling me I can get $3,200 a month for this house. They haven't even seen the house. Okay.
$3,200 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. If you get $3,200 a month for that house, I'm gonna put you in charge of selling my station wagon. If you
uh-huh.
get that.
I could stay in the best hotel in the area for less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they found uranium under your house, or maybe there's like a gold mine or something.
I think they found the uranium. Uranium. under the
uranium.
House. You know, actually, there is a septic tank there. Okay, but fortunately, it's empty. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I had it drained the last time I was there. All right?
Right.
Okay. That's what they'll find under the house.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe you can sell it. Is it worth anything?
What, the septic tank?
Yeah.
No, you have to dig it up. You know, it's part of the house. You can't, you know, it doesn't, you don't sell septic tanks. They go to your house and they build septic tanks for the house.
Why do you call it Uber Septic?
Uber Septic? It's an Uber Septic house.
Right.
All right. What else, Mike? Come on. You know, we're, we got listeners out there. All right.
I know. Okay, good. So I stammered, so you can please cut out the stammering.
That's okay.
The one thing, getting back to LaGuardia.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I guess the amazement
LaGuardia,
to me,
right. Okay.
yeah, the amazement to me is, if I use a Yiddish word, these Farkakta group riding scams with buses and guys in wearing big red smocks, and they have taxi dispatchers there. Used to be back in the days, we had a very good group riding plan where the people would all pay the dispatcher a certain amount of dollars, and the house, so to speak, would keep $5. The passengers would win, the cabbies would win, and the taxi dispatcher would win because I guess he got a percentage for hooking people up or something, but legally.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's gone. And a couple of events came up. There's the big governor's ball on Randall's Island. So it's classic that they're calling it the governor's ball on Randall's Island.
Yeah.
Because there's no real transportation for the people, like 40,000 people going to a concert in the first week of June on Governor's Island. No way to get them there, no way to get them out. So if nothing says the governor of the state of New York, that would do it. So where is the cry for yellow cabs? Where is the group ride for baseball games letting out, for Yankees and Mets and concerts at Randall's Island? Where is the internet notification of these events in the yellow cab? It doesn't exist. And I'm just wondering, I guess these people just get these jobs and they hide. They go to get a job for the city and they hide. They really don't do anything of substance. They have a little press conference here and there, but they don't really do anything to help the people these days. It's just, the trick is getting elected, then you don't do anything. And it's bizarre because you have these huge events and there's no coordination with the yellow cabs to get people, you know, group riding out of there. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, I have this news article from earlier this week. Let me see if I can bring it up and we can read it. Okay, it's, you know, you say nobody's doing anything, but the article headline is Taxi Medallion Financial Industry Pushing Back Against Uber. Okay?
Right.
All right. Basically, it says the taxi medallion financial industry is fed up with New York City and Chicago regulators, permitting TNCs like Uber Technologies to operate without the same regulations as taxi cabs have. As a result, the taxi medallion financial industry is pushing back in several ways. The taxi medallion financial industry is pushing for another congestion study in New York. The taxi medallion financial industry also objects to requirements that it must have 50% of its cars able to hold wheelchairs, while Uber has no such requirement. The taxi medallion financial industry is also angry that government is permitting an unregulated competitor enter a market that they had been led to believe was quasi-monopoly. Okay? I guess quasi-monopoly means that the government produced the monopoly and we bought the monopoly individually, I might say, that, you know, that it's not one company running all the yellow cabs, okay, that the yellow cabs do compete with each other, okay?
Right.
Something that these Uberites don't recognize, okay? All right, we're not all a cartel, as they call us. All right.
Right.
We're not a cartel. We're just individuals driving taxis that the license is issued by the government and the laws say that we have the exclusive rights to pick up street hails. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are trying to surmise, how did this all happen? You know, who took our exclusive rights away? Who decided not to enforce our rights? Or protect our rights,
right.
I should say. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, I think things are really headed now for a super boiling point. Okay? You got the federal case in court, okay, that's trying to iron these things out and do what's right, okay? Look, mm-hmm. A government cannot sell you something and say, hey, you're buying an exclusive right. All we want is $1 million for it. Okay?
Right.
I mean, $1 million isn't easy. Nobody has $1 million. Anybody that had $1 million wouldn't have bought that. Okay? What they did was they borrowed $1 million so that they could pay it off over a period of time and then be worth that much to sell to somebody else when they're ready to retire. Okay?
Right.
In other words, so who who decided that they're not going to recognize that? All right. And it's in the law. It's in the New York State, New York City law that taxi cabs have this exclusive right. Okay, it's not something dreamed up, but it's something that's written in black and white. Okay, in the law books. All right.
Right. How is something so blatantly wrong allowed to fester while we're getting all the tickets and they run? I mean, now they're starting to crack down on them a little bit, but we have to really start getting a little paper trail of who allowed this mess to happen. Because I hear like an Earth Day. They're like, "Oh, Earth Day," and Udonis Rodriguez, who's the chairperson of the City Council Transportation Committee, it's like, "Listen, you're here talking about Earth Day, and at the same time you're talking about Earth Day, you put 30,000 Uber cars in Midtown Manhattan where you can't move, polluting the air, and they don't park because they just crawl around and around and around. How are you going to talk about Earth Day when you put 30,000 cars in Midtown Manhattan at the height of rush hour when it's filled with millions of people who can't breathe now?" So I think somebody, if you dig it far enough, you're going to hit something. I think somebody, they got a bag man or a bag person running around there, who's gobbling up money from whomever. And I think eventually that'll come to the fore. And the one thing you posted on the news story stuff here, I'm looking at it, is that the investors with Uber, they're having a little bit of a tough time getting their money back.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But let me just
What have you
say,
heard about that?
let me, well, I you read the article, okay? I'm not good at interpreting exactly what's going on, but you know, all I know is that Uber is not doing an IPO, which would get them their money back. They're trying to do a private kind of offering of stock, okay? Not public offering, a private offering, okay? Because probably some of these investors are crying bloody murder, where's my money? Okay.
So they need new suckers to replace old suckers.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I just want to say this. We all know at this point that congestion study, and we knew it right from the get-go, that congestion study that was done almost a year ago now, right? They did it last summer. Okay. Is totally BS, bull ticky. Okay.
Yeah.
And getting back to that article, most owners of taxi medallions are immigrants. They came here with nothing, working hard, saved money, bought a taxi medallion as a store of wealth and provider of income, and are now getting screwed. That's another reason.
They're going to leave with less.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason why some Chicago aldermen, and in Chicago, they call them aldermen. These are city council people, right? Some Chicago aldermen are calling for a taxi medallion buyback. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That would permit the city to buy taxi medallions back from those who purchased them. Okay. Depending on the price offered, this could be of enormous benefit to the entire taxi medallion financial industry. Okay. In other words, they want the lenders want say, "Hey, look, we put up the money to finance these people." Okay. And they didn't get what they were sold. All right.
Yeah.
You know, so you should buy these medallions back. Now, I hope that covers people who have paid off their loans. Okay. I happen to know one. He's sitting right in the seat I'm in. All right. And okay, and you know, they should put a value on that medallion, and if these medallions aren't going to be enforced, if the medallion rights are not going to be enforced, then they owe everybody who owns a medallion the value of that medallion as it should have been. Okay.
Right.
And,
this is the point because,
for
all his criticizing and for all his weird stuff, when Bloomberg was mayor, the medallion went up from $300,000 to $1 million.
Over.
You know? And as soon as he left, that's when all hell broke loose.
Well, you know, I don't think Bloomberg liked the idea that people were making money. He only likes the idea that he makes money. Okay. You know, and I don't get it. I don't get it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
All right,
Mike,
we'll see about that.
what else you got for me?
Well, that I was looking at that thing about the Uber investors having trouble getting their, you know, getting out, so to speak. And that's at what time is it, well, at what point in this equation does the attorney general jump in and say, listen? Because I think what happened was with all this driverless car stuff, now they're starting to say Uber's going to get driverless cars. Uber's going to. I was like, wait a second. So now you can't give the people their money back for the Uber idea itself. So you're going to ask them to like double down because we're getting driverless. It sounds to me like Uber might be hyping this driverless car thing to keep their investors off their ass who want their money back.
Okay, that remains to be seen. Okay, you know, you can speculate all you want, but the truth will come out eventually. All right.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, all of these things come to light. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Bernie Madoff. He thought he was going to get away with it forever. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And suddenly the house fell in on him. All right. Not even his wife knew what he was up to. Okay.
Oh man.
Okay, you know, there was a very good documentary on about Bernie Madoff a few months ago. Okay, starring Richard Dreyfuss. Did you happen to catch that?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you could find it on YouTube somewhere, or you know, get a copy of that. Okay, just Google Bernie Madoff, Richard Dreyfuss. Okay.
Bernie Madoff. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, because Richard Dreyfuss did a very good job of playing Bernie Madoff. All right. I wonder who's going to play, what's his name? Travis Kalanick. Okay.
Kalanick.
Uh-huh. Whatever. Okay.
Right.
And look, Mike, that's about it for today, I think. All right. We're reaching the maximum limit. You going to be on Taxi Dave tonight or what?
I believe so, yes. That would be a good thing. I'm going to try. Taxi Dave show is on Sunday nights, by the way. He's a friendly friend. He's a friend of the family here.
Uh-huh.
So he's on Sunday nights. And we're on here on our little website here. But you got people looking at the website, Abe. Congratulations. People really dig the site.
Uh-huh.
So we're happy about that. And I hope that we get to the bottom of this, of why Uber is allowed to fester in New York while they're getting thrown out of every city and country in the world at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
It's just a very strange dynamic of what exactly are we doing here. It's very crazy.
Yeah, well, I tell you this. I like the idea that the yellow cabs are out there doing business just as they always have been. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? That they're making money and that the owners are getting, you know, the retired medallion owners are getting paid. All right? Even if it isn't as much as they were getting before, they are still getting paid. And that in itself is valuable. Okay, so it's, you can't say that the medallions are worthless. All right?
Right.
Okay, if they were worthless, nobody would be getting any money at all.
Yeah, well, the one thing I want to point out is that the city of New York lost about $2 billion because of this Uber nonsense. I mean, they could have sold yellow cab medallions, and the green cabs were poised to become equity medallions. I mean, that's one thing nobody talks about is, we had a guy, Aaron, who's been in the business forever, called the Taxi Dave Show last week. He said, get rid of the black cars and just have green cars and yellow cabs. I mean, you keep your limousines for the high-end folks, but you could have sold 1,000 yellow cab medallions for $1 billion straight from the city, and you get the fees and the licensing fees, and God forbid, obviously you get tickets, but you get, you know, everything else associated with that, transfer tax when you sell a medallion.
Yeah.
So that's over $1 billion right there. And then the green cabs could have easily been converted into green cab medallions at the same time. And then as Uber comes along, and nobody wants to buy a medallion, nobody from an auction.
Well, Mike, let me just say this. Let me just say this. Right now we're headed for a presidential election. And as time goes, every time the presidential election is over, the mayoral election kicks into gear.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in other words, right after the presidential election, the next big political thing is the mayor of New York. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I think that whoever's going to run for mayor is going to really bring this up as an issue. All right? about the Ubers and the taxis and the black cars and the green cars and hopefully we'll get a good mayor in there, okay, and get a decent taxi commission that will do the right thing, okay. All right, and before that even happens, this federal court case will decide a lot in itself. All right, so there's plenty out there to be looking forward to. All right, okay. So my advice to all of the yellow cab drivers, all of the cab owners, is keep operating, keep making money, because the bottom line is the public really wants us.
They do. They
Okay.
said they want us back, too. They want us back.
Right. And with that, I'm going to say it's been a great show. Okay. And we'll see you guys again next week.
Okay, and if you have any news or information, where can they send us that?
NYC Taxi News, it's all one word, NYCTAXINEWS at AOL.com.
There it is. Okay, we'll catch you next week.
All right, Mike, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.